Kendall Massett is the executive director of the Delaware Charter Schools Network. She loves charter schools, so much, in fact, that she wants to close more of them.
Charter schools were brought about so that they could come up with different and alternative ways to work for kids. And if it's not working, then they need to stop.
People call this the charter bargain. Schools get more flexibility to try new educational approaches, but they also have to prove those approaches work. Over time, if you close enough bad charters and expand enough good ones, schools should get better. For a long time, though, this has been more theory than practice. States like Delaware focused on establishing schools instead of policing them. But that's changing as the sector matures. Delaware introduced a new charter school accountability system 2 years ago. It sets specific objective benchmarks for a school's academic, financial, and organizational performance.
Are you meeting these criteria? That's great. Keep doing that and do more of it. Or you're not meeting the criteria. We're going to hold you accountable. And that's what you're seeing across the country.
Groups such as the National Association of Charter School Authorizers are working with states to ramp up oversight, identify failing schools, and close them. In Texas, Ohio, and 7 other states, charter schools close automatically if they don't meet minimum performance thresholds. Delaware's law isn't that severe, but the state's accountability evolution mirrors the national shift. If Delaware is a model of accountability, though, it's also a cautionary tale for how messy and complicated it can be to actually close schools.
Right. And we demand, we're not asking, we demand that this charter school remains open.
That was from a public meeting last week where 2 schools facing closure asked for a reprieve. And the backlash took many forms. There was defiance.
I am not a failure. My students are not failures. My families and my colleagues are not failures.
There were tears.
If you close this school, you are basically sending my children back to an environment that they don't belong in, that no child belongs in.
There was even singing.
All I want for Christmas is to learn at Reach, to learn at Reach, just to learn at Reach.
That last lovely group was from Reach Academy for Girls. The state tried to close Reach last year, but the school sued and received a 1-year injunction from a federal judge. The state chose earlier this year to shutter another school called the New Moyer Academy. Now Moyer is suing. A third school facing shutdown, the Gateway Lab School, earned the support of dozens of politicians when it was threatened, including Lieutenant Governor Matt Den. It won another chance when the State Board of Education opted to renew its charter by 1 vote. Now, it's not all doom, gloom, and disruption. In fact, Delaware has approved opening 5 new charters next fall. One of them, Frieri, held a kickoff party last week. Amid the handshakes, hors d'oeuvres, and clinking glasses, head of school Kelly Davenport said she welcomes Delaware's new Get Tough policies.
You have to close the schools that aren't working because kids can't stop growing and just push the pause button until the adults get it together. We have to get it together now, and sometimes accountability is what does that.
But Davenport also admitted closing schools is hard, and in some way the hardest part is the cultural adjustment. Schools, historically, are pillars of the community, Davenport said. They bring all sorts of people together from all sorts of backgrounds.
Schools are maybe the only place other than the mall, which is already a dying breed, where people can convene like that. And so the idea of closing school, it hurts all of us.
It's something Delaware charters are going to have a lot more experience with come summer. From the Delaware desk, Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.